quickly in surprise and dismay. "You're home early, Chase," she said anxiously. "Mother, I told you I was going to ask for more money. Well, I did. The foreman laughed at me and refused, so I threw up my job." My boy," faltered Mrs. Alloway. Chase was the only breadwinner in their household of three. His brother, a bright, studious boy of 15, was a cripple. Mrs. Alloway helped all she could with her needle, but earned little enough. The winter had been a hard one, and had left them with debts that must be paid. It was no wonder she gazed up at him in distressed silence. "I've been sick of this job for a long time," went on Chase. "I've been doing a lot of thinking. There's no chance for me in the factory. I'm not quick enough to catch the hang of mechanics. Here I am, over 17, and big and strong, and I'm making $6 a week. Think of it! Why, if I had a chance... See here, Mother, haven't I studied nights ever since I left school to go to work? I'm no dummy. I can make something of myself. I want to get into business. Business for myself, where I can buy and sell." "My son, it takes money to go into business. Where on earth can you get any?" "I'll make it," replied Chase eagerly. A flush reddened his cheek. He would have been handsome then, but for his one defect, a crooked eye. "I'll make it. I need money quick, and I've hit on a way to make it. How? The short query drew him up sharply, chilling his enthusiasm. He paced the kitchen, and then, with visible effort, turned to his mother. "I'm going to be a baseball player." The murder was out now, and he felt relief. His mother sat down with a little gasp. He waited quietly for her refusal, her reproach, her arguments, ready to answer them one by one. "I won't let you be a ball player." "Mother, since Father left us to shift for ourselves, I've been the head of the house. I never disobeyed you before, but now I've thought it out. I've made my plan." "Bah! Players are good-for-nothing loafers, rowdies. I won't have my son associate with them. They've a bad name, I'll admit, but, Mother, I don't think it's deserved. I'm not sure, but I believe they're not so black as they're painted. Anyway, even if they are, it won't hurt me. I've an idea that a young man can be square and successful in baseball as in anything else. I'd rather take any other chance, but there isn't any." "Oh, the disgrace of it! Your father would..." "Now see here, Mother, you're wrong. It's no disgrace. Why, it's a thousand times better than being a bartender, and I'd be that to help along. As for Father," his voice grew bitter, "if he had been the right sort, we wouldn't be here in this hovel. You'd have what you were used to, and I'd be in school." "You're not strong enough. You would get hurt," protested the mother. "Why, I'm as strong as a horse, and I'm not afraid of being hurt. Ever since last summer, when I made such a good record with the Factory 9, this idea has been growing. They say I'm one of the fastest boys in Akron, and this summer the Big 9 at the Roundhouse wants me. It's opened my eyes. With a little more experience, I could get on a salaried team somewhere." "You wouldn't go away?" "I'll have to. And, another, I want to go at once." Mrs. Alloway felt the ground slipping from under her. She opened her mouth to make further remonstrance, but Chase kissed them shut, and keeping his arm around her, led her into the sitting room. A pale youth, slight, like his mother, sat reading by a window. "Will," Chase said, "I've some news for you. Can you get through school, say in a year or less, and prepare for college?" The younger boy looked up with a slight smile, such as his wont to use when warding off Chase's persistent optimism. The smile said sadly that he knew he would never go to college, but something in Chase's straight eye startled him. Then his mother's white, agitated face told him this was different. He rose and limped a couple of steps toward them. A warm color came into his cheeks. "What do you mean?" he questioned. Then Chase told him. In conclusion, he said, "Will, there's big money in it. $3,000 a season is common. $5,000 for a great player. Who knows? Anyway, there's from $50 to $100 a month, even in these Ohio and Michigan teams, and that'll do to start with. You just take it from me. There'll be a comfortable home for Mother. You'll go to college, and later I'll get into business. It's all settled. What do you think?" "It's great," exclaimed Will, slamming his book down.